It's grown very significantly, especially during the last 2 years. I think the op tempo, I've got to admit, is one of the reasons why we've had a good growth in Army tennis. And the sort of examples I will give you, last year we had record numbers in the Army Championships, which is played over 5 days, and that is played from 8 o'clock in the morning till sometimes 9 o'clock at night. Slightly down this year, but the standard was really high. The other sort of grassroots level, it has really grown at, because for the first time this year, we've got every single corps, including the Corps of Army Musicians, represented in the Intercorps League, which takes place every Wednesday throughout the year.
Do you think it helps as well when you get stars like Andy Murray's winning Wimbledon and the GB team doing well at Davis Cup? Does that help with people go, well, you know, I think I'll pick up a racket myself?
Yeah, that is very, very important. And I think what I'll say now, we're lucky in the Army as well that you mentioned Andy Murray. Our second best player in the men's is Second Lieutenant Scott Sears, who's just been commissioned into the Gurkhas, and that's actually Andy Murray's brother-in-law. Now, that hasn't helped my growth at all, but actually people in the Army do know about Scott's relationship with Andy. But it's actually the Davis Cup and Andy's success at Wimbledon has definitely made soldiers think, oh, I'll give tennis a go. Yeah, it has really impacted. And I'd like to see it impact a little bit more in the national game as well, and participation levels going up, but certainly our participation levels have gone up.
Now, you've just played the Inter-Services Championship. Before we talk about that, in the build-up to it, how was the season for the Army?
I've got a very proactive chairman, and we've been together now just over 3 years as chairman and secretary. And one of the things he first set about was improving performance for the players from all levels. And we start the season in La Manga. 40 players go out to La Manga for a week on clay, and that's where we start our season. And you get the 4 hours on clay every day, which improves the players' level of performance, improves their consistency, it builds team cohesion. And that starts in March, just shortly after our indoor championships. Then it runs into the Inter-Services B, and then we kick off with the Intercorps season, and then the Army Championships in July, culminating in the Inter-Services. So we've got a very structured season now.
Well, let's talk about the Inter-Services then. Excellent performances for both the men and the ladies in the tournament.
Yeah, we normally play the Inter-Services Championships at Wimbledon, but we will not be at Wimbledon for the next 2 years. Not back there till 2018 due to the roof going on to Court 1. And we'd rescheduled to the National Tennis Centre. The LTA had kindly offered us the National Tennis Centre, which is played on grass, but on last Monday and Tuesday it rained quite heavily, so we had to relocate the men to Portsmouth and the ladies to Horton, to the indoor tennis centres. Let's start with the men. The tournament referee, Commander Rob Bossard, who's been tournament referee for over 25 years now at the Inter-Services Championships, said in his closing statement, this is the highest standard of inter-service tennis he'd ever witnessed. And having been involved with tennis myself, probably in services tennis over 40 years, I would also agree with that statement. The men had a great victory on Monday and Tuesday. End results were the men got 9 matches. The Navy pushed us very, very close. They were the holders on 7, and the Royal Air Force finished with 2 matches. Of our players, Captain Ben Rogers, who's our captain, he played number 1 string this year. He played number 2 last year. Lieutenant Sears was number 1 last year, but Ben played very well in the Army Championships and beat young Lieutenant Scott Sears in this year's Army Final, therefore played number 1 string. But it's interesting to say how the standards improved, because at our number 3 string for the Army is a Corporal Lawrence Terry. Lawrence is the only one in service tennis in the last 30 years that has played for his country in the Davis Cup. So you can see we've now got a Davis Cup player at number 3 playing singles, and he lost as well. So it just shows the standard of the other two services. So the standard's very high. Moving on to the girls were just in a different league, I'm afraid, from the other two services. We've just had a Private Chloe Pike join. Chloe is our only full-time county player. Didn't play the Army Championships because she's the leading player in her county, played the county championships, and she lost only a few games at the Inter-Services during her 4 matches, pushing down our number 1 player into the number 3 slot, who last year was unbeaten as well. So the girls ended up winning 11 matches out of 12, only lost 1, and the RAF had 5, and the Navy finished on 2. So for us, having the double, very, very successful year.
Absolutely brilliant for the Army. So what's next up for the Army?
Well, we want to keep the momentum going. Two things we're looking to do. First of all, we want to reward our players who've been committed all year round, and the men are heading off to South Africa in October for a tour against some top regional sides out there. They will be really tested. They'll probably be beaten because we'd like to go to a level a little bit higher than what they are at. And we want to continue the growing at grassroots. So the Winter Corps League starts in September, runs through to next April. people, and we're running a taster day to get more girls involved in tennis, and that's going to happen on Wednesday the 14th of September. And to round our season off and to maintain our very strong links with the All England Club at Wimbledon, they're holding a cocktail party for us because we weren't there for the championships this year on Thursday the 15th of September, where 120 members of Armed Forces Tennis, including obviously Army players and Army committee members from the altar, will attend that cocktail party.